If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Hey, what's up? Brock Johnson here, and today I'm going to be talking to you about a way that you can make money online without having to create your own product, your own service, your own e-course. You don't have to exchange your time for money, and it's not multi-level marketing. You may have heard that intro and thought, okay, like he's about to tell us about network marketing, multi-level marketing. But actually, today, I'm going to be talking to you about affiliate marketing, brand partnerships, what is the difference between the two, comparing and contrasting them, which one is right for you, how do you get set up, how do you actually start making money, whether it be through affiliate marketing or through brand partnerships. Let's start with just definitions. Affiliate marketing is basically the thing where you see people like, you know, on their Instagram stories or maybe on a YouTube video promoting some kind of a product, and they'll say, hey, use my link and you can get 20% off, or use this code and you can get $10 off your first order. That's basically what affiliate marketing is. And basically what it boils down to is it's a person recommending a product or service that they love, a product or service created by someone else, and they're basically getting a small kickback for promoting it. Most affiliate marketing, most affiliate programs run so that for every sale that's made, you get a percentage yourself. So I can tell you, for example, I am an affiliate with a CBD company, and when someone purchases using my discount code, they get 15% off and I get 15% back. So the company still makes 70%, and that's a sale that they might not otherwise have, but the customer gets 15% off and I get 15% back as a commission. Now, every affiliate program is different. Some are just flat rates. Some is money for money. Sometimes it's percent for percent. Everything is different. Sometimes you get an affiliate commission just for someone signing up. Sometimes you have to get over a certain limit. Like you have to get at least 100 signups before you can earn your first commission. Every affiliate program is a little bit different, but in total, it basically boils down to you promote the things that you love, things that you would otherwise just be recommending to your friends. You promote it with a special kind of link or code that is given to you by that company. And then every time someone purchases using your code or link, you get a small percentage back to you. That's affiliate marketing. Brand partnerships are a little bit different. Brand partnerships are those things where you see influencers or celebrities posting about some brand, and usually it's pretty obvious because it's not quite in their language, like the verbiage is a little bit off, or it seems a little bit salesy, or it seems like someone typed this out for them. And then usually at the end, it'll say hashtag paid sponsorship or hashtag advertisement or hashtag brand ad. And basically what that is a brand or company pays these influencers, they pay these celebrities to promote their stuff. They know based off a lot of research and a lot of data that oftentimes getting Kim Kardashian to post something on her Instagram stories is going to do way better than running advertisements on TV for weeks. So a lot of brands and companies are now turning to what is also known as influencer marketing, aka brand partnerships, brand deals, brands, companies paying influencers, social media users like you and I to promote their stuff. And yes, I said like you and I, because actually in the last few years, 2018, 2019, and 2020, there has been a pushing insurgence of what is called the micro-influencer getting brand deals. And basically, that's because of a report that was written on 1,000 true fans and the power of having just 1,000 followers who are true loyal followers, having 1,000 followers who are truly engaged to what you're doing. And what this economist basically said in his article was that you don't need 1 million, you don't need 100,000, You don't need 50,000. You just need 1,000 true fans to make $1 million per year on whatever social media it may be. So because of that, a lot of brands and companies are recognizing that, hey, maybe Kim Kardashian, who has hundreds of millions of followers, isn't the best person to go to because she's going to probably charge a couple $100,000 per post on social media. What if I went to the person who has 3,000 followers? They don't even consider themselves a celebrity or an influencer or consider themselves someone who is famous, but what they do have is they have influence in their niche. What they do have is a loyal, engaged tribe of followers. So a lot of brands, you'd be surprised, are actually willing to work with smaller micro-influencers. I can tell you that personally, I've been reached out to brands for the last couple years, and I have less than 50,000 followers on Instagram at the time of recording this. And I know that might sound like a lot, but if you compare that to a lot of other influencers and a lot of other people who are really well-known and considered celebrities, 50,000 followers is hardly a drop in the bucket. So in my opinion, if you have more than 1,000 followers on whatever social network you use, you are actually large enough, you have a big enough following to start considering yourself as someone who could be in the market for brand partnerships and brand deals. So that's what these things are. That's affiliate marketing and brand partnerships, what they are. Affiliate marketing, though, let's talk about some of the pros of affiliate marketing and why I think affiliate marketing is probably right for you, and it's what I do most of the time myself. Number one, affiliate marketing is so much easier to set up. In fact, it's really only like a three-step process. Number one, identify the product that you love, identify what you're going to be recommending. Number two, Google the company name plus the word affiliate. And then just go to their affiliate program and sign up. Usually it's that easy and you're done. Now, of course, every affiliate program is different. Some will actually have to approve you to become an affiliate, but some you're approved instantly. Some of them you don't even need a W-9 form. All you need is your PayPal email and they will send you direct payments every time you earn a commission. So it's really easy to set up. That's one reason I'm a big fan of affiliate marketing. I'm also a fan of affiliate marketing because the more you sell, the more you earn. So the more I'm promoting my CBD oils, the more I'm promoting the monthly subscription food box that I get delivered to my house, the more I'm promoting the dog toys and treats that we get, the more I'm promoting these different websites and companies and services and products that I love, the more my potential to earn is. It's not like I'm getting paid a flat fee, because I'm earning commission with every sale. So I can sell once a month, I can sell zero times, or I can sell every single day, but it's totally up to me when I promote, how much I sell, and really how much I earn is pretty much determined by myself as well. Also, affiliate marketing, I'm a big fan of it because it usually comes with some kind of incentive for your audience. And what I mean by that is, it comes with a discount code or some sort of like 1 week free trial or, you know, extended warranty offer. There are certain things, certain benefits that your audience will get through affiliate marketing that I just don't see that regularly happening with brand partnerships. Usually brand partnerships is like, hey, I'm promoting the thing and the company's just going to pay me a flat fee. It doesn't matter if anyone from my audience actually buys or if they actually go to the website. Or if they, you know, convert at all that matters is that I'm promoting it. Now to talk about brand partnerships and some of the pros or benefits of that is, like I was just talking about, it is a flat rate. So you don't have to worry about conversions. You don't have to worry about selling it really well. Maybe, you know, promoting products and recommending things, that's just not your specialty, but you have a beautiful face and you've built a really big following on Instagram. Well, great. Now you can promote certain things, you can do brand partnerships, you'll get paid a flat fee, and you don't have to worry about doing some selling yourself. You don't have to worry about whether or not your audience actually clicks that link or uses your code. You just get paid a flat rate. And oftentimes, if you're a larger influencer and you have multiple brands competing to do partnerships and sponsorships with you, then that can really, you know, drive a bidding war and produce some high brand partnership payouts, which can be pretty cool. But again, you might need a little bit of a bigger following for that. And of course, you're probably going to be promoting the brand in the way they want to rather than saying exactly what you want to say. Also, something that you should note about brand partnerships is that they're usually harder to obtain. That's not necessarily a pro or a con. I guess it can be either depending on how you look at it. But because they're harder to obtain, because they're a little bit more rare or less common, they can be financially worth it. Of course, because brands aren't just paying everyone hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars to promote their stuff, they're going to be a lot more thorough with who they choose to do brand partnerships with. And because of that, oftentimes you will get paid more upfront in your flat fee for brand partnerships than you might be getting in the small percentage of kickback that you're getting as an affiliate marketer. And then also, and I kind of spoke about this one a minute ago, if you are doing brand partnerships, it does kind of alleviate the stress of having to come up with your own promotion strategy or your own Instagram stories. Usually, when you're doing a brand partnership, they're going to generally give you a script or tell you what they want you to say or what they want you to record. So it makes it a little bit simpler from the creativity side of things. Now, things start to get a little bit tricky when brand partnerships are kind of also including affiliate marketing. So some brands now will pay their influencers a flat rate. Hey, we're going to do a partnership with you. Here's, you know, $3,000 to be our brand ambassador. But then also they're going to give them a discount link and say, hey, you know, you can promote it as much as you want as well. And every time you do, then your audience gets 15% off. So that is also becoming increasingly popular where brands will partner with influencers and offer them a flat partnership rate in addition to their own affiliate code. That is a cool thing, but of course, you know, for our sake of this conversation today, it does kind of muddy the waters or blur the lines between affiliate marketing and brand partnerships. But in general, like I said earlier, I think that affiliate marketing is really a great way to go, and it's something that you should consider because it's a great way to create an extra stream of income for yourself. I'll tell you, I haven't paid for groceries in the last 3 weeks, and I'm not going to pay for groceries for probably about the next 2 to 3 months. And that's if I don't do any more promotions. And the reason for that is because I get my groceries delivered through a subscription service, and that subscription service offers an affiliate program. So every time I get my groceries delivered, I give them a little shout out, I promote their program. And because I've had a certain number of people sign up and I've gotten a certain number of kickbacks and a certain amount of commission myself, I'm basically not going to be paying for my groceries for the next 2 to 3 months. Imagine what 2 to 3 months of free groceries would feel like. That was done through affiliate marketing. And I understand that I have a decent sized following on Instagram and a pretty engaged following on Instagram. But something you have to remember is that it's not an all or nothing thing. Sure, I have 50,000 followers, and sure, I have my next, you know, 2 to 3 months of groceries paid for. But what if you just got 1 week of free groceries? Or what if you just got a couple hundred dollars worth of commission? That would be awesome. Now imagine that every single month. Imagine what a couple hundred extra dollars in your pocket every single month would feel like. And that's really the benefit of affiliate marketing. And of course, like I said earlier, you don't have to create the product. You don't have to deal with customer service. You don't have to deal with shipping and all of the fees and warehouse fees and all that stuff. All you have to do as an affiliate marketer is sign up for their program on their website and then promote the product whenever you feel fit. Before I sign off, I wanted to give you a small piece of homework so you can actually translate what you just listened to and put it into action, start making money and start building another stream of income for yourself. Number one, write down a list of your 10 favorite products. Maybe these are things that you've already recommended. Maybe these are softwares or services, or maybe they're physical products. I've listed a few of mine already in this episode, some things like subscription boxes, delivery, food delivery, dog and pet treats, home goods, online services like domain hosting platforms, things like that. Whatever your favorite product is, there's probably an affiliate for it on their website. That's number one. Number two, Google. the name of the company who makes your product, and the word affiliate. Most companies now offer some kind of affiliate program. I can tell you, even myself, on my own website for my courses, you can sign up to become an affiliate. That's right. You can go to brock11johnson.team. That's brock11johnson.team, not .com, but .team. And you can sign up to become an affiliate for my products and my online e-courses. So if you've gone through one of my courses and you loved it and you wanted to recommend it to a friend, you could earn a 30% commission if they actually end up purchasing that course. So like I said, almost all companies now offer some kind of affiliate deal. Worst case scenario, you Google their name and affiliate, you find nothing, and you can always just send them an email. You could always say, hey, @facebook@gmail.com, what's your affiliate program? I would love to promote your stuff, and maybe they'll send you a link that they don't publicly advertise. And then the final step is just to sign up. And usually the sign up process is just put in your name, put in your email, maybe put in your PayPal email or fill out a W-9 form for tax purposes. But it's very, very simple and straightforward. And within a couple of minutes, you could be set up and running with your affiliate marketing program. And then it's up to you how much you want to promote on your social medias. Of course, if you ever want any more ideas for different things to be an affiliate for, I would recommend following myself on Instagram, because I'm constantly promoting affiliate products on my stories. And maybe that would give you some inspiration of other things that you could also be an affiliate for. But until next time, happy networking. I told you it'd be coming back, and now it's here. The Instagram Growth Bootcamp, hosted by Shalene and I, starting on Thursday, October 22nd. 5 days of live Instagram training with the two of us to give you everything you need to know about how to grow your Instagram, and really how to save time on Instagram and learn to convert your actual followers into customers. You can sign up at 5daygrowth.com, and I would highly recommend signing up ASAP before we sell out or have to close our doors. Again, that's the number 5daygrowth.com.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.